It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and it's brought to you by Moore Engineering, which include their fine staff of Tracy Esslinger, Eric Gilbertson, Kurt Lisney, and Rich Slagle. Moore Engineering, improving lives by building strong communities. And my guest today on Voice of the Valley is Father Jim Kubicki. Thanks for joining us today, Father Jim.
Well, glad to be with you, Steve, and all our listeners. And I'm looking forward to coming to Valley City this weekend. Back in the 1980s, when I was vocation director for the Jesuits in the Upper Midwest, I came to a meeting there at St. Catherine's in Valley City, and I remember meeting some of the folks there, so I'm looking forward. It's been a while. I'm looking forward to being back.
Well, as you mentioned, you will be part of the Lenten Mission this coming week, and it does start on Sunday the 7th, and then, of course, the week then you'll be giving some presentations. We'll have you talk a little bit about that. And if people are interested, they can actually get to St. Catherine's and listen in on what Father Jim Kubicki has to say. Now, it's a Lenten Mission, so tell us a little bit about the focus behind your presentation.
Okay, the focus is going to be on the Mass, the Catholic Mass, the Eucharist. And basically, the four talks will talk about what an amazing gift we have in the Catholic Mass, in the Eucharist. And that will be kind of the introduction to it on Sunday night. On Monday, I'll be talking about how the Eucharist is a mystery to be believed, and we'll be talking about, well, what do Catholics believe about the Holy Eucharist? And then on Tuesday, we'll be talking about how we celebrate the Eucharist and how what we believe affects the way we celebrate. And then on Wednesday, the wrap-up night, we'll be talking about, well, what difference does all this make in terms of our daily lives? In other words, how do we live what we have celebrated and what we believe in regards to the Eucharist? So how to live the Eucharist in our daily lives. And I've given this presentation in other parish Lenten missions around the country, and it's been very popular and received very well. So I'm looking forward to sharing that with the good folks in the Valley City area.
And for those who are listening and are curious, maybe not familiar with the Catholicism, what is the Eucharist again, for people in layman's terms?
Okay, the Eucharist, it comes from a Greek word which means thanksgiving. And so we often, Catholics, use these words interchangeably. When we talk about our Sunday service, it's called the Mass, but it can also be called the Eucharist. And so that's basically what we mean. It's kind of interchangeable, the Mass or the Eucharist. They both basically mean the same thing.
And does your presentation focus on adults or on children and adults alike?
Well, I've given these presentations before, and I usually adapt it to the group that is there. So if I see teenagers, or sometimes families will bring their children, and people have said that I really never talk over people's heads, and I tend to be very practical and down-to-earth, and I love to tell stories that kind of flesh out and in a more practical way the things that I'm talking about. So I think if families want to bring their children, that would be great. Teenagers, everyone is welcome.
Again, any stories, I guess, to share with us, and what does it mean for you, Father Jim? Now, you've been a priest for many years. Spiritually, what does it mean to you?
Well, you know, one of the things that I often hear, you know, people will say, I don't get anything out of the Mass, or I don't get anything out of going to church. And that's a valid question, but what it challenges us to do is to ask, well, what do I expect to get out of it? And I think, you know, we live in such an entertainment-driven culture that sometimes people approach the Sunday worship that way. They think of it in terms of, well, I want to be entertained by the music or by the preaching. And those are all important elements of the celebration, the music and the preaching. But the question really is, why do we gather? What do we gather for? And with the Catholic belief that when we gather, Jesus is present, and he makes himself present in a unique way through the celebration of the Lord's Supper. So we believe that the bread and wine are not simply symbols, but actually are Christ present. And so to ask the question, you know, I don't get anything out of the Mass, really betrays an attitude of, well, I really don't know what I believe about the Mass. Because if Jesus is coming to us in the Word and in the sacrament with every celebration of the Mass, and we say, well, I don't get anything out of it, well, we are looking for something more than Jesus himself, and yet he is the end-all and be-all of our lives. So I'm hoping that part of the parish mission will give people an opportunity to deepen their awareness and amazement of this beautiful mystery that we have in the Holy Mass, in the Eucharist.
We look forward to your visit, and hopefully the guidance of the Holy Spirit will be with you and all the others who attend your presentation. Okay, Father Jim?
Thank you very much, Steve. I hope I can meet you when I'm there.
Yes, I'm a member of that church, so it's very likely that you will.
Okay, great.
Well, thank you, Father Jim. Father Jim Kubicki is going to be the speaker during the Lenten Mission. It would be this Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night at St. Catherine's Church in the evening here in Valley City. That'll wrap up our Voice of the Valley for today. Our Voice of the Valley has been brought to you by Moore Engineering, which includes their fine staff of Tracy Esslinger, Eric Gilbertson, Kurt Lisney, and Rich Slagle. Moore Engineering, improving the lives by building strong communities.